greatest challenge facing the Lions defensive line?
Their speed, their physical, their penetrators, they're relentless to the football. You know, that's where it all starts for them up front, and not just the way they play the pass, but they play the run extremely well, as we all know.
You talk about cleaning up some of these mistakes, the penalties, et cetera. How difficult is that without being able to practice? What type of challenges?
It's a mental thing anyways, Rich. It's really everybody focusing on doing their job. We'll be in the noise this week. That'll be certainly a factor. We have to lock into the snap count and use our silent count and our alternative, you know, cadence systems to be able to get it done in the noise anyway. So we got to be locked in and be critically important. We got to stay in sequence and not get behind the chains.
Do you have any further clarity on Brady?
And not at this time. And it'll probably, you know, we'll have a report out today, and we'll see where we are. It could go up to, you know, up to prior to 90 minutes before game. Guys working. We'll see. Everything right now is it'll be on the injury report this afternoon.
Mark, what was made of the halftime message, the tenor of that message from you and the players amongst themselves, and had an impact in the second half? I was curious if you thought that kind of signals kind of a sense of urgency that the players have kind of accepted, and if that will have any kind of impact as you go on further down the seat in the end of the season.
You know, I know is that the players made up their mind at halftime. It's all about the players. They made up their time. You know, they're up their minds at halftime to continue to play and play together, and it was important. And now we're moving on. I mean, I can't even be thinking that way right now. It's really about, you know, about Detroit and about what's going to happen in about 48 hours. So, as I said, the players made up their minds to do what they had to do.
What did you notice from New England in the way that they approached the Detroit's defense?
They did it. They moved the ball around, a lot of quick throws, you know, limited runs, not just enough to keep them honest, but they moved the ball around, made some plays. They had a couple of runs on some missed tackles, and we were able to convert in the red zone. They did a nice job.
Mark, you talked a lot about Chris County's confidence coming into the season. What are you seeing now at this point?
Well, I think he's been pretty steady, you know, in terms of, you know, he's overcome a lot this year, you know, the intermittent injury and things have happened to him, and you know, I think he's moved along and is playing at a much more sufficient level for us on a week-to-week basis, and playing with more confidence, and has been physical at the line of scrimmage when he has opportunities to make some tackles. He's trying to get better, like all the rest of us, but I think he's made some movement in the right direction, certainly.
Their numbers are really good, but what is it about Detroit's run defense that makes them so good?
Well, they run to the football, and they're good at penetrating. Their second level is good. You know, they've got a couple of new guys playing. They're playing very well. They're good tacklers. But just their overall, you know, physicality, they're relentless, very well coached, certainly, and talented guys. And they play hard. They're not just talented, but they play hard, and they play hard every down. Yeah, I've talked about it. You know, we've got to be able to take care of ourselves first, and those have been really the struggles in terms of penalties. You know, we got to stay on sides, do those types of things, some missed assignments. Just overall, accounting for ourselves would go a long way for us to be able to, you know, have the opportunity to move the ball on first drives. And most important thing is we're able to move on. That's what we've been able to do, is move on and work during the course of a game to get better. Certainly it's important how you start. We have not started well. We admit to those mistakes. And you know, we're constantly, you know, going to work at that. The other side of the coin is that even though we've gotten down, we've continued to press forward and finish. And we did that as a team last week, and we hope we can do it again, because it's a collective process of being able to get those things done.
Is this stretching it at all, having a short week going into a different type of environment, not being able to practice, continuing to endure noise and everything else?
I mean, we're all used to it. I mean, all of us have been down the road of going Sunday, Thursday. Most of us have, and even the young guys, you know, they've had some short weeks as well. So we got to be mindful of that. There's a lot of, and everybody's doing it. That's what I mean, everybody has to do it during the course of a season, and it's a, you know, it's a privilege to go in and be able to play these kind of games, you know, on a Thanksgiving day, and our guys are excited about doing that.
What kind of long skill set will he have to tap into this week to control
everything? You know, his size, his strength, his athleticism, his physicality, his mental toughness, it all comes into play when you play a player of that level. And I know, you know, we talked about it. He's excited. He wants to play against people that can bring out the best in him. And he'll have that opportunity. And so it's everything that makes up the player, because it's not just the physical part of it. It's the mental part of it as well. Technique and all the things that are necessary to get the job done. And he'll have help around him. But those are the things that it does take. And that's just about the entire skill set. You know, we've gone round and round on that. You know, we just haven't taken advantage of the opportunities, whether they've been given it to us or not. We're going to continue to try to exploit that when we can. Teams are playing deep. We got to find ways to get there and get home with those plays. We did a couple weeks ago. We're able to do that. We didn't do it last week, obviously. We'll continue to try to, you know, probe teams and try to give our guys an opportunity up the edges and down the middle to make something happen.
Is it particularly challenging against a front that is so intent on
Well, that's right. I mean, you don't see people holding the ball very long. So we've got to really, you know, be meticulous with our play calls in terms of taking care of Jay. And, you know, a lot of talk. We'll get him outside. We've got to move the pocket. We'll do that. Get the ball out of his hand. You know, complement it with the things you can do to neutralize a pass rush of that sort. And then, you know, try to get the call at the right time when we get up the field and take a shot and hold the ball a little bit longer to do that. Thank you.